voice messaging then, and nobody I knew even had voice recorders, so luckily I could never reach her on the phone, so I never had to find out how you really do this, and I hadn't gone to treatment. So I wrote 78 pages about everything everybody had done to me all my life, and I sat down and spent 4.5 hours reading 78 pages to this nice Unitarian minister, and fully expect, and he never said a word the whole time. He just sat there and listened. And this was close to where I lived. I lived on Hennepin Avenue, and when we were done, he said, "Well, you know, Karen, you actually didn't take a look at yourself." And it was like, "Oh." "But don't you see me? Look at what all these people did to me. Isn't that looking at myself?" And so I left so deflated, and everybody I knew had left just feeling so good about what they had unloaded. Well, of course, I hadn't unloaded anything about me. So I had a lot to learn in these rooms. And you know, I stuck around. And I've still got a lot to learn, but I learned a lot of it. My second fifth step was a woman minister this time. I did a lot of them with ministers, and she fell asleep. That is the God's truth. She fell asleep as I was telling her my fifth step. I was not even reading it this time. I was telling it, and she fell asleep, and I was so codependent. And I got done, and it was like, oh my God, like, should I wake her up? Should I just sneak out? I didn't even know what I should do, you know? Fortunately, I just sat there quietly, and she kind of came to. So I've had a lot to learn. And it's about continuing to show up and trusting that if we're willing, we will learn it. You know, one of the ideas that I have come to cherish and that I've talked about I've probably talked about it in one way or another in everything I've ever written, and I've surely talked about this with sponsees and friends, and it's about the fact that we're all learning partners, you know. And I like that idea, and I have to give credit actually to A Course in Miracles to the phrase itself, learning partners. But I think that we do come here with this whole set of assignments, so to speak, you know. I don't know if you're familiar with Carolyn Meese's book, Sacred Contracts, but and I'm not going to talk about that book other than to say she talks about the fact that we come here having decided about those experiences we want to have. And I don't know if I really believe that, but you know what I've also decided as I age? A whole lot of this stuff, I don't know if it's really the way it happens. I don't know if when I die I'm going to see my mother. I don't know, but it gives me comfort to think I will. It gives me comfort to think that evidently the people in my life, those who are easy to be with as well as those who are difficult, are here by design. And I have an opportunity. Every experience is an opportunity for me to show up the way God wants me to show up. And I tell you, I don't do that a lot of the times. And I have friends and family who would vouch for that. But I think if we make one genuine expression of love daily, we are making a difference. And I think we can all do that. And you know, I think that when I say that we're all learning partners with each other, it's like, and if it's true that we have these lessons to learn, the good news is that you can opt to pass. I obviously opted to pass in that first marriage. I opted to pass as a kid when all I did was live in constant conflict with my parents, my dad in particular. I didn't grow up in I don't know if I grew up in an alcoholic family. It was a rageaholic family, and the reason I say I don't know, there was a lot of alcoholism in the family. But I didn't see my dad. I saw my dad, by golly, I'm going to